This is Ted Kennedy. Was the Forest Service right to adopt a let-it-burn policy in Yellowstone Park last summer? In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, you're the resident expert on today's issue, but I think I speak for millions of Americans across the country who were shocked and saddened last summer by the vast and highly destructive forest fires that ravaged large areas of one of our greatest treasures, the crown jewel of our national park system, Yellowstone Park. The heart of the argument is whether the Park Service and the Forest Service were right or wrong in adopting a let-it-burn policy. The theory seems to be that when forest fires are started by lightning or other natural causes instead of by humans, it's nature's way of regenerating the wilderness, and we shouldn't interfere. Now, an interagency team has ratified the policy, but in such ambiguous terms that the controversy is still raging. Where do you stand, Al? Is the right policy let it burn or put it out?
Ted, the towering fires that raged through Yellowstone and Grand Teton National Parks last summer were devastating. By the time the Department of Interior vowed to fight each and every fire, rather than let her burn, it was too late. Nearly 1 million acres went up in smoke. The real question is not just over the Park Service's fire policy. The debate involves the overall management of those crown jewels of the nation's park system. For years, I advocated an active stewardship of the land, a policy that would have allowed for prescribed burns early on. By doing that, the tinder-dry fuel source would not have been as plentiful, and last year's summer devastation not nearly so vast. We are now witnessing the rebirth of Yellowstone, Ted. It wasn't as bad as portrayed. It's magnificent now in full winter splendor. Seeing the regrowth in the spring may well be intriguing, but let's be certain it doesn't happen that way again. This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off again Monday on the Mutual Broadcasting System.